Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm really glad you're here. I'm really glad Mike Robbins is here, too, folks. I promised you we'd have Mike back on the show, and he's here. Mike is the author of Focus on the Good Stuff. He's a motivational speaker, an inspirational speaker. He's helping companies like yours and mine make sure that we get out of our own way, which is a big deal as a small business owner. He's also the author of his new book, Be Yourself, Everybody Else is Taken, and it's all about authenticity. Mike Robbins, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me back on. How you doing?
You're doing great. It's good to have you back. Mike, I said something in the previous segment before you got here as I was telling the audience you were going to be joining us. I said that in my opinion, from this day forward, now more than ever before, authenticity in the marketplace is going to be the coin of the realm. What do you think?
I agree. You know, I'm preaching to the choir. Actually, just yesterday, Jim, I live out here in California. I was down in Silicon Valley in San Jose, California, and I was speaking at the Chamber of Commerce down there to a group of people, almost all small business owners.
Yep.
And we were having a conversation, and I said, you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about as small business owners especially is, you know, what's our unique selling proposition? How do we position ourselves, you know?
Right.
And I said to the group, I said, listen, you know what your unique selling proposition is? It's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the differentiator, because there was people in the room who, you know, insurance businesses and, you know, marketing businesses.
Yeah.
And I said, look, there are other people out there that do what you do. I mean, very few people in this room and most people listening. It's not like you're the only one on the planet
right.
that does the thing that you do, but there's nobody else who's you. So, I mean, we try to find the right thing to say and what's our elevator pitch and what's our angle. And those things are all important. But at the end of the day, if we can remember, you know, as corny as it sounds, like there's nobody else like us on the planet. There never will be, but that's really important for us as small business owners, especially.
Well, if you were in speaking to a chamber, you were in a room full of heroes, no question about that. and I know you could feel that when you were there. Well, I'm thank you for saying that, Mike, because that's such an important point. This is the thing that I've been trying to get across to my audience now for a long time: is your product is table stakes. It's just what you have. That's threshold stuff. Everybody's got product. Everybody's got. Some people have better products than you.
Sure.
Forget about price. You can't even go. You can't even go there on price. You got to charge enough to stay in business. So you can't be the price guy. You're even service, Mike. Even service is becoming. Because it's because of what people expect is becoming a commodity.
Yep.
Your commercials, everybody's got big, funny commercials, et cetera, it's all about the experience, and the only way to differentiate yourself in that way is to do what you just got through saying.
Yeah.
Be who you are. And here's the beautiful part of this, and this is what makes it simple to me, Mike, for small businesses. We don't have to conquer the world to be successful.
Right.
We don't have to. Everybody in the phone book to do business with us to be successful. All we have to do is find the people who like our type of authenticity.
Absolutely. You know, I had a woman yesterday come up to me and say something really interesting afterwards. She just started an insurance business about 14 years ago and is having a lot of success. And we were talking about it as I was talking, and I, you know, chatted with her, and I said, what do you think has been the key to you being successful? And she said, well, I don't know exactly. She goes, but I just have a lot of passion for it, and I love being me, and I love doing this. And she said, I've been hiring some people in my small business, and I say to them, listen, I can teach you this business. What I can't teach you is to be passionate and to care about people and to
right.
really, you know.
Right.
If you don't already have
the coaches call that the intangibles.
Exactly.
The things you can't coach.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, and at some level, you know, we're talking about our businesses, as you know, and you talk to your audience about, I mean, there are certain fundamentals that have to be in place, but those intangibles, I mean, I'm a former baseball player. You know, I know about, like, when you get on the field, you got to have a little bit of talent just to get yourself out there, but that's not ultimately what wins the game.
Right.
It has to do with those intangibles.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And this is the kind of, to me, as a small business owner, when you hire new people, this is what you should be looking for.
Yep.
More than anything else, because you can teach them all the other stuff.
Absolutely. You know, that same woman said, she said, here's the analogy I always tell people. I say, listen, if your, you know, shoe size is an 11, right, and I say, to work here, you got to wear size 10, it's going to be uncomfortable for you. So we got to figure out if it's a fit, you know. And,
right.
And I said, wow, that's such a great, and she said, you know, I bring people in and I tell them how it is and I try to do the best job I can hiring. It's a pretty short leash. After a couple of weeks, I can tell, are they going to sink or swim here?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, with all respect, I just got to let them go and get them on to something else because it's not going to work for my business. But I think, you know, that's an important piece of the process is for us, and especially as we've all seen in this last year or two in this economy, it's really kind of gut check time, or it has
right.
been for us to look inside ourselves
yep.
and really ask ourselves, why am I doing this? What's important to me? What do I have to adjust and change as things have changed in the marketplace, not just to stay competitive, but ultimately keep myself sane and happy
right.
without, you know, going.
The things we're talking about right now have always been true. I mean, 2,500 years ago, Shakespeare had one of his characters said, you know, this above all to thine own self be true. I've been saying this for a long time, but at this moment in the marketplace, with customers more and more in control of the relationship, authenticity is more important.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the concepts, Jim, that I talk about in Be Yourself, everyone else has already taken, is this concept of above the line, below the line. And it's a pretty simple concept, but I think it really is important for us, especially as small business owners, to understand the above-the-line stuff is what we call mechanics. You know,
right.
what do we do?
Right.
You know, we're talking about product, we're talking about service, we're
mm-hmm.
talking about marketing, we're talking about all the different things that we do. I mean, the actual tactical aspects of our business. And then the below-the-line stuff has to do with psychology, has to do with how we think, how we feel, how we treat people,
right.
how we interact.
And we don't spend enough time below the line. When we come back after these messages, I want you to help us figure out how to spend some time in our organizations thinking about that below the line. I like the way you did that, because on a financial statement, none of this is there. But above the line, below the line of financial statement, folks, this is your business model's line that we're talking about, above and below. We're going to get Mike Robbins to help us with that. The book is called Be Yourself. Everybody else is taken. 20 after. Stay with us.
I was a dandy. Yeah,
welcome back, 23. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Going to be glad you did, because we still got Mike Robbins with us. Mike's the author of Be Yourself. Everyone Else Is Taken. That's his new book. And my website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage there, right on the homepage. If you submit your to the question, then you'll be able to see immediately how you rank with how your answer ranks with everybody else. You'll see the percentages there. So check all that out. And you can subscribe to that while you're there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. And then all the other things, articles, archives, etc., all that's on Small Business Advocate. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Mike Robbins, as I said, is with us. He's a member of our Brain Trust. And Mike, your books are available sold, and where else?
Absolutely. Anywhere books are sold, or you can go to my website, which is mike-robbins.com. That's mike-robbins.com.
And they can find out about your speaking schedule and
yep.
All the things that you do to help people put the best foot forward in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
What are you seeing out there as you travel around talking to people? What are you seeing as the most important way that people are using what you talked to them about? But how do you, what are you seeing in terms of authenticity out there in the marketplace? What's seeing out there?
Well, I think, you know, related somewhat to what we were talking about before the break, about this whole above the line, below the line concept. I mean, one of the things that I find when I'm working with small businesses or I'm working with, you know, some of the big corporations that I work with, I think it's important. You know, one of my favorite sayings is sometimes we got to go slow so we can go fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is we got to take time, especially these days with all the challenges and changes and uncertainty that's been going on, to constantly not just reevaluate what we're doing, but, you know, even in a small business, a very small business with just a few people, or, you know, there's, you know, it's a larger group, if you will, or the business has, you know, got a number of people, but to take time to meet, to talk, to
right.
really delve into not only reevaluating how we're operating the business, but how are we operating and treating each other. And that's one of those things, you know, that's that below the line stuff. That's that.
Should we be having, is that, are those terms that we should be allowing to flourish in our business? When we're talking, when we're going through the day-to-day business and something comes up, should we say, okay, this is above the line, it's product, it's pricing, strategy, et cetera. And then if there's a problem or something, you know, where we should say, okay, this is an above-the-line solution we got to work on, or should we, and then should we say, wait a minute, this is a below-the-line thing, we've failed them on a trust, from a trust standpoint.
Yes.
We didn't say that what we wanted to do. Isn't above the line, below the line, talking about it that way, isn't that helpful?
Absolutely, to think about it in those terms.
I mean, out loud, not just some yep. touchy-feely, thing that we do once and forget about. Make this
right.
part of your operation.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, it's a great point to think of it in those terms because, you know, if you talk to most peak performance experts, they'll tell you that most, you know, individually, collectively for our businesses, it's about 80% of below-the-line phenomenon, how we think, how we feel. I mean, I know this as a former professional player. When I was standing on the mound, Jim, it wasn't, you know, where was my arm and was I lifting
mm-hmm.
my leg high enough? It was really what was I thinking about? How was I feeling? Did I have the confidence? So I think what's happened for a lot of small businesses that I've worked with is that the last year and a half, 2 years, has really rattled a lot of people's confidence
yeah,
personally
yeah.
and collectively. Addressing that and deal with the fact that, look, people who work for us these days, they're freaked out.
They have the same thing, too. Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
to address that constantly and realize that's not actually deviating from your mission and your purpose in your business. Same thing dealing with your customers on that emotional, personal level. It's not deviating away from, oh, I got to get stuff done. Now I got to hold their hand. Well, that's part of what you got to do, especially nowadays. And that's
right.
where that authenticity comes
and
in. That's where that genuineness comes in.
Isn't this a good idea to have a meeting with your team and
Absolutely.
Say, okay, today we're not going to talk about products, we're not going to talk about pricing or strategy, or even a specific customer. Let's talk about what Mike Robbins calls below the line,
yep.
and let's just talk about our authenticity, about our culture. What is it about our culture? What is it about the way we do business? What is it about the leadership of the company and the followership of the company that either makes customers want to do business with us or makes them run away from us?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the simplest but most powerful things that I like to encourage companies and small businesses and people to do is to actually spend time taking inventory of what's going well. Focus on strengths. Focus
mm-hmm.
on what we're grateful for. I wrote an article last week called Gratitude and Victimhood Can't Coexist.
Right.
And, you know, the reality is when we stop and take a moment, either personally in our own personal with our businesses and say, you know what, of course we're not perfect, of course we got things to work on, but what do we do well? What are we grateful for? What's going well right now? In that moment, we can't simultaneously feel sorry for ourselves and feel like the world is coming falling apart and it's not going to turn out and all
right.
those things that we do that get us into that sort of state of mind. And by focusing more on what we do well and even doing it at meetings, you know, a lot of the companies I'll come in and work with,
right.
they'll start their meetings off, let's talk about the good before we dive into the issues and the challenges. And that frames the meeting in a totally different way.
Well, and I'll tell you, back to what you said at the very beginning, and this is what I've been talking about for a long time, folks, this below-the-line stuff is the way you're going to really be competitive in the future, more so than your pricing.
Yep.
Or even your service to some degree. Hey, Mike, we need that website one more time.
Mike-Robbins.com.
The book is called Everyone Else is Taken. Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take care of yourself.
Good work.
We'll get you back again real soon. Mike Robbins, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. He'll be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
When you're walking down the street, and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.